Hello and welcome to Economics Essentials, your exam-focused podcast for OCR GCSE Economics. I'm your host, and today we're diving into one of the most important topics on your specification, market structures. Whether you're revising for paper one or tackling a case study question, understanding perfect competition, monopolies, and oligopolies is absolutely crucial for picking up those higher-level marks. By the end of this episode, you'll be able to confidently define each market structure, explain how barriers to entry shape market power, and most importantly, apply these concepts to real-world contexts in your exam answers. So grab your notes and let's get started. Let's begin with the fundamentals. The OCR specification requires you to distinguish between competitive and non-competitive markets. Think of market structures as a spectrum, from highly competitive to completely dominated by one firm. First up, perfect competition. This is the theoretical ideal where no single firm has any market power. Picture a farmer's market with dozens of stalls selling identical apples. The key characteristics are many small firms, identical or homogeneous products, no barriers to entry or exit, and perfect information. Because products are identical and new firms can enter freely, no single seller can charge above the market price. If they try, customers simply walk to the next stall. This leads to allocative efficiency, where price equals marginal cost and productive efficiency in the long run. Remember this phrase for your exam. Firms are price takers, not price makers. That's a classic examiner phrase that earns you marks. Now let's move to monopolistic competition. This is much more realistic. Think of your local high street with cafes, hairdressers, and phone repair shops. There are still many firms, but now products are differentiated through branding, quality, or location. Barriers to entry are low, but not zero. You need some capital to open a cafe, and you'll need to build a brand. Firms have a small degree of market power because their product is unique, so they can charge slightly different prices. However, because entry is relatively easy, long-run supernormal profits are competed away. In your exam, make sure you explain that product differentiation is the key difference from perfect competition. Next, oligopoly. This is where it gets interesting for case study questions. An oligopoly is a market dominated by a few large firms. Think of the UK supermarket sector. Tesco, Sainsbury's, Asda, and Morrisons control around 70% of the market. The defining feature is interdependence. Each firm's decisions on price, output, or advertising directly affect rivals. If Tesco cuts prices, Asda must respond. This leads to strategic behavior, including price rigidity, non-price competition like loyalty schemes, and sometimes collusion. Barriers to entry are high. You need massive capital investment, economies of scale, and established brand loyalty to compete with these giants. Examiners love oligopoly questions because they test your ability to analyze real-world markets. Always mention interdependence and high barriers to entry when defining oligopoly. Finally, monopoly. In pure form, this means one firm controls 100% of the market. In practice, the UK Competition and Markets Authority defines monopoly power as a market share above 25%. A monopoly faces no direct competition, so it's a price maker. It can restrict output to drive up prices, earning supernormal profits in the long run. Classic examples include local water companies or, historically, British Rail. The key concept here is barriers to entry. These can be legal, like patents or government licenses, economic, like extreme economies of scale, or strategic, like predatory pricing to drive out competitors. Monopolies can lead to allocative inefficiency where price exceeds marginal cost and productive inefficiency where firms don't minimize costs because there's no competitive pressure. However, and this is crucial for evaluation marks, monopolies aren't always bad. They may achieve dynamic efficiency through innovation funded by supernormal profits. Think of pharmaceutical companies investing in new drugs. Now, let's talk about how to apply this knowledge in your exam. The OCR mark scheme rewards precise definitions and clear chains of reasoning. Common mistake number one, confusing oligopoly with monopoly. Remember, oligopoly means a few dominant firms with interdependence. Monopoly means one firm with total market power. If the question mentions the big four supermarkets, that's oligopoly, not monopoly. Common mistake number two, describing monopolies as purely negative without considering dynamic efficiency or economies of scale. Examiners want balanced evaluation. Yes, monopolies can charge higher prices and restrict choice, but they may also invest in research and development or achieve lower average costs through scale. Always weigh both sides. Common mistake number three, failing to apply your answer to the specific context given in the case study. If the question is about the UK energy market, don't just write generic points about oligopolies. Reference the specific firms, market shares, or regulatory issues mentioned in the extract. The mark scheme explicitly rewards contextual application. Top exam tip: when you see the command word evaluate, you must reach a supported judgment. For example, evaluate whether monopolies are beneficial for consumers. You need to argue both sides, using chains of reasoning with connectives like this, leads to, or as a consequence, and then conclude with a clear judgment that directly answers the question. Don't just summarize your points. Say something like, on balance, while monopolies can achieve economies of scale, the harm to consumer choice and allocative efficiency outweighs these benefits in most cases. Another key tip: in calculation questions about market share or concentration ratios, always show your working. Even if your final answer is wrong, you can still earn method marks. For example, if asked to calculate the four-firm concentration ratio, write out firm A 25% plus firm B 20% plus firm C 18% plus firm D 12% equals 75%. Clear working equals marks. Right, let's test your recall with some quick-fire questions. Pause after each one and see if you can answer without looking at your notes. Question 1. What are the four key characteristics of perfect competition? Answer: many firms, identical products, no barriers to entry, perfect information. Question 2. What is the defining feature of an oligopoly? Answer: interdependence between a few dominant firms. Question 3. Name two types of barriers to entry. Answer: legal barriers like patents and economic barriers like economies of scale. Question 4. What is allocative efficiency? Answer: when price equals marginal cost, so resources are allocated to their most valued use. Question 5. Why might a monopoly be beneficial despite higher prices? Answer: dynamic efficiency through innovation or productive efficiency through economies of scale. How did you do? If you got all 5, fantastic. If not, go back and review those concepts. Let's wrap up. Today we've covered the 4 main market structures: perfect competition, monopolistic competition, oligopoly, and monopoly. You now understand how barriers to entry determine market power and how each structure affects price, output, and efficiency. Remember, the OCR mark scheme rewards precise definitions, clear chains of reasoning using phrases like "this leads to" and contextual application to case studies. Your action points. First, create a comparison table of the 4 market structures with characteristics, examples, and efficiency outcomes. Second, practice an evaluate question on monopolies, making sure you argue both sides and reach a supported judgment. Third, find a real-world example of an oligopoly, like the UK mobile phone market, and analyze how interdependence affects pricing and competition. Thanks for listening to Economics Essentials. Keep revising, stay focused on those mark schemes, and you'll smash your OCR GCSE economics exam. Good luck, and see you next time.